It's time to tune up your taste buds and take a trip to culinary heaven, because we're live from Jasper's Kitchen, presented by Hen House. Sit back, relax, and enjoy something new from the wonderful world of delicious cooking with our favorite chef, Jasper Marabli, and his co-host, food journalist, Kimberly Stern.
Live from Jasper's Kitchen is brought to you by Hen House Market. Hen House is your market, your local Kansas City market, since 1923. And it's Labor Day weekend, and Kimberly, I'm thinking about these classic whole beef tenderloins, $6.99 a pound. I have not seen that anywhere in the country.
Anywhere in the country.
I
like that. And for your backyard barbecue grilling, we've also got lean ground round, $3.69 a pound. Can you believe that?
I'm looking at Atlantic salmon fillets, $8.99 a pound. And I love to get the whole fryers, just a chicken, and maybe do some pulled chicken. I'm thinking about that tomorrow instead of pulled pork.
There you go. Pulled chicken. I love it.
It's better for you, too.
Because you're a pork loser. And then, of course, Andy's Candy Corn. Let's celebrate that season as long as it lasts.
That's right. It's the end of the season. And Kimberly, it's
$4 for a dollar.
Is that unbelievable? And they still have moon cherries around.
You love those moon cherries. On the eclipse, you did the tartufo at the restaurant with the moon cherries.
Jumbo dark red cherries, a half mile closer to the moon than any other cherry in the world. It's at the Hen House Market.
$4.98 a pound. High in antioxidants. Don't forget that.
Kimberly, it's Hen House Market, your local market for Labor Day weekend. Pick up everything you need to end the barbecue season. But you know what? I hate to see it end. I don't know, Kimberly. It's Labor Day weekend, and I'm kind of sad.
I am sad too, Jasper. It came way too fast.
I mean, seriously, summer just like... My daughter just got married, I thought, but it's been a couple months now.
Well, you had a huge event this summer.
I know, but I just never want to see things end. I absolutely love the summer. Come on, barbecue. But hey, there's still time. The American World Series of Barbecues going on right now this weekend.
Can you believe it? The smoke rising out at the speedway?
I could smell it from here right now. Mm-hmm. And also, there's so much going on. Santa Callahan Days.
And you've got the Renaissance Festival, of course.
And the Irish Fest.
Lots of stuff going on.
Yeah, so it's a busy weekend in Kansas City. So you've been a little busy yourself. You know, I was watching Michael Smith the other day on Facebook and seeing the photos of the new Italian restaurant. Well, I don't know how to say that, new Italian restaurant.
He hasn't rebranded, and he's kind of calling it his Italian sabbatical.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's really a chef's journey. His passion, as you know, Jasper, you and Michael are very good friends.
Yes.
Is Italian food. He's traveled extensively in Italy, and he decided to launch this concept, modern Italian cuisine. And it's going very well.
Well, we have very to go well eat, received. We have to go eat there together.
That's right. It's really fantastic, and he's having a fun time doing it, and guests are responding to it.
Well, anybody who grinds their own wheat to make the pasta, I don't even know Italians in Italy doing that.
They're farro. I know. It's
Come
really
on.
Amazing.
That's really something else.
Yeah.
Now, I was also watching this week I always get it mixed up. Donato?
Donato.
I should know that. Oh, tornado. That's right. You keep reminding me of that. I saw some another little thing on that this week.
Oh, yeah. Well, Donutology introduced the latest item to their ice cream collection a couple weeks ago called the Donato. And it's taken off of a Hungarian chimney cake that's very popular
See, I didn't
in
know
Europe.
That. I didn't read it all the way. Wow.
And it's more of a pastry over there. But here they take Andrew and his team take the glazed donut dough, and they do it into a cone. They grill it over this infrared grill right in front of your eyes.
Ouch.
And then they fill it with ice cream, and it's fabulous.
Well, more than that, it's National Cannoli Month, but we have a whole month to talk about that, lady.
We have a whole month and lots of good stuff going on for that, Jasper, including challenges.
Well, you have a delicious lineup today, don't you?
We certainly do, Jasper. We are going to be talking with the executive director of National Slow Food.
My passion. I love
it. Yeah, and he's got some very interesting things to say. We're going to be talking with Carrie Weir, who opened the Kearney Culinary Academy in Kearney a couple months ago, and it's going strong.
I need to get out there. I need to do a cooking class there.
People have been, writing you in.
I will.
So we'll get you out there. And then we're going to have her friend, Miriam Vandenberg, on to talk about the huge culinary garage sale that, of course, Slow Food KC will do on September 16th at the Round Hill Barn in Overland Park.
Well, our producer's back in the studio. Mark, take it away. Kimberly, back in 2000, I was on an airplane with my good friend Roberto Donna, and he had a little snail on his collar.
A real snail?
Oh, come on. A little pin, lady.
Okay, literally.
Yeah, I could walk around with snails in my pocket. Okay. What's the matter with you? And I looked over and I said, Roberto, we're very close friends and went to culinary school. I said, Roberto, I said, what is that? And he started talking to me about slow food. That 7-hour plane ride from New York to Rome really got me interested in slow food. And I just started studying it, where immediately when I hit Rome, I learned all about Carlo Petrini and what he did back in 1986, promoting slow food as an alternative to fast food, preserving traditional and regional cuisine, encouraging farming, etc. And it just goes on and on. And we started Slow Food Kansas City with just 3 members. And now today we have over 175 members, at least a minimum of 12 events a year. And you're part of our board, and I asked you a while back, can you get on some different guests from Slow Food? And you just don't go out and get like a chapter president.
No, I went straight to the top.
You do. And you take the introduction away from me because I owe this to you, lady.
Well, we are so honored and so lucky to have caught Richard McCarthy standing still for a moment. He's the executive director of Slow Food USA. And Richard, good morning.
Good morning. Oh, I love hearing all this hustle and bustle that's taking place in Kansas City, in the heartland of farming and food.
That's what it's all about, especially for us. And that's one reason I think it was so easy to start a local convivium, or some people would say chapter, but we call them conviviums, in the Midwest, because we have all the local food artisans. Here it is. We are, you know, the Wheat Belt. This is where it began at. This is where we feed the nation from the Midwest. So for us, it's not hard.
It's not. So let's go back to the beginning. And, you know, Richard, I think you're in your executive offices, headquarters. It sounds like there's a little hustle and bustle in the background there, too.
There is. I hope you can hear me over the flurry of activity that takes place in our national offices, which are located in Brooklyn and New York. But we are pining for the center of the country, where so much of the changes that are afoot are taking place in farming communities that have, quite honestly, as we careened towards the 21st century, we began to see that change was afoot, and that the industrial model of agriculture, as ingenious and successful as it has been to deliver cheap food to feed, you know, the nation and the world, is undergoing some major renovations, and I think we're part of that renovation.
Well, tell us a little bit, because I know Jasper knows the history front and back, but share from your perspective the history of slow food and how it took off and why it's so important.
Well, we do have a wonderfully colorful origin myth, and of course it's colorful because it relates to Italy, which is a marvelously colorful place. But in the 1980s, there were places on the planet, including Italy, where American-style fast food had not yet arrived. In 1986, McDonald's opened its first restaurant in Italy, and it was proposed at the foot of the steps, the foot of the Spanish Steps in Rome. And it, as a sort of symbolic imposition of homogenizing fast food, where we eat a hamburger that tastes precisely the same everywhere, no matter where you are, one size fits all, where scale and homogeneity kind of dominates, Italians of all political stripes began to really question, what is this thing that's coming to our place? What are the costs associated with this imposition of American-style fast food? And they said, enough. We may not be able to stop it. You know, of course, had it been founded in France, they would have just burned down the building. But because it was founded in Italy, it was founded on the premise and the values of what the founding and president and still president of Slow Food International, Carlo Petrini, says, that if you want to change the world, don't do it with sadness, do it with joy. And the joyful founding of Slow Food came about by not picketing the arrival of McDonald's, but by establishing street parties outside the McDonald's, almost to say, we may not be able to stop your proliferation, but meanwhile, we will choose to eat with in a public setting and protect the farmers and the communities that defend the slow food, the slow foods that have been forgotten, if not overrun, by a global industrial food system. And what has taken shape in the last 30 years, you know, since the founding, is a global network of individuals and communities who are changing the world through food. And they do that by rediscovering the joys of sitting around the table, the joys of surrounding and supporting and connecting with our small farmers and fishers and the crafts that are embedded in restaurants and in baking and in distilling. And you think back, even in the United States, you know, we're sort of the home of fast food. What is occurring from coast to coast is this underground river that is running. And this underground river is craft beer. It's extraordinary. The choices we have, the excitement that is brewing in communities large and small, urban and rural, is that we are rediscovering not only the foods that are being grown and produced in our communities, but we are also rediscovering the sense of community through food and the innovation balanced with the tradition.
And that's one thing about our convivium, and for all our events, we're bringing people back to the table along with craft beer tours of the breweries, and we bring everybody together and we sit at the end and enjoy a nice dinner and some beer. So that's what it's all about. But Kimberly, right now, we need to take a break. We can't let Richard off the phone, though, please.
We're not letting him off the hook, no.
We're going to take a short break here, and we're going to come back, and we're going to discuss a little bit more about slow food, and also something that was really big the past, this past July, Slow Food Nation in Denver. We'll come back and talk about that and a lot more right here on KCMO.
Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710.
Live from Jasper's Kitchen is brought to you by Hen House Market. Hen House is your market, your local Kansas City market since 1923. Kimberly, we're back with Richard McCarthy, of course, from Slow Food USA. We have a great interview going on right now, and we need to continue. And I, as promised, we're going to talk about the launching of Slow Food Nation in Denver. You just returned, Richard. Let's talk a little bit about what went on here in America, because a lot of times we do these things in Italy and Torino, etc., but we have our own Slow Food Nation right here in the USA.
We had an incredible gathering, one that we felt was long overdue. And I think, importantly, you're right that there are gatherings in other places in the world. There are food festivals. There are learned conferences. We felt it was really important to assemble, and assemble in the way that Slow Food does, through tactile, fun, engaging events that link people of all walks of life, meeting them where they are, and in particular, meeting in Denver, a community that is often, you know, flown over and not considered. And there's so much of America that is not considered as a source of innovation and culinary excellence. And what we did is we've and this is now an annual gathering, is to assemble all of the wide and varied forces in food: farmers, ranchers, fishers, chefs, bakers, canners, to rediscover each other and the food traditions that they represent, the places they represent, and to do so in a fun and convivial and yet meaningful manner, where food is not just providing a profound sense of joy, which I think it does and is at the core of our belief system, but food is also a bridge between communities. And so we brought food leaders from around the country and around the world, from as far afield as Papua New Guinea and Kenya and Cuba and Mexico, and First Nations producers, to connect with eaters of all walks of life, to share best practices, knowledge, and love for food and quality. And I think these, what we're discovering, and I think what we discovered in Denver, is that communities large and small are beginning to reinvent their economies and their sense of place and their taste of place through food. And it's beginning to transform our culture and our sense of who we're with. And who we were with is food people locally and globally, because this is a global movement. Yes. And so as an organization, we're excited to build bridges and building bridges through food.
You know, Richard, we probably have listeners sitting at home or in their cars listening to this, wanting to know what they can do, maybe three practical things they can do to, quote unquote, go slow. Can you very quickly give us those three tips?
I sure can. We love threes, because at the core of Slow Food's values is that food should be good, it should be clean, and it should be fair, which is a mouthful. But if you want to bring it down to, like, what can you do, there's some very easy and important things that will change, I think, the quality of your life. I think we've found this in my family, is for one, choose one night a week to cook and eat together as a family, as a community, with friends, where you take your watches off, or if you have a watch anymore, if not, put your phones away and actually spend time eating a meal. It doesn't have to be a complicated meal, but if it's one that you prepared and you prepare and eat it together, you carve out space from the manic, frantic pressures of everyday life, and you go slow, for one. Number two, grow something. It doesn't have to be a complicated mega farm in your backyard. It can be a window box with mint or parsley or basil. It's just grow something, because it just will change your relationship to your meal. You'll discover that whatever you grow, it's the best tasting thing you've ever had, because you had a hand in it. And then thirdly, I think, you know, embrace the habitual ritual of that ancient mechanism of farmers markets. And bring someone, whether it's a neighbor or a family member who's never gone to a market, because they are the epicenter of where we're rebuilding community in our lives, where urban meets rural, where supply meets demand, where young people discover where food comes from, and they begin to glean the expertise of our older generations who still know what it means to cook. And it's not the drudgery of shopping. It is the joy of returning to the town square. I think those are three things you can do that will make your weeks far more fruitful.
Fruitful. I like that, Jasper.
Well, I'll tell you what. We are so happy to have you here on the show today talking about Slow Food. And, of course, if anybody wants some information about joining our convivium right here in Kansas City, you can go right now to www.slowfoodkc.org, or you can give me a call. I'm at the restaurant or on my cell phone. Everybody has access to that. Go to our Facebook page, and you can join right now, because we have so many events, Richard, here in town where we are supporting the local farmers, the local food artisans. We just had a wonderful event this past summer, again, on Curlbaum's Heirloom Tomato Farm. That was just outstanding. Local picnics we do, you know, anything. We'll get a pig and we'll roast it and bring everybody together at the table. That's what it's all about. And also watching out for that carbon footprint, making sure we're keeping it local. With you, Richard, as the head of Slow Food USA, you have brought a whole new perspective to Slow Food and really kept us on our toes, and really you make us want to continue and keep this great fight going.
Well, Jasper, that means the world to me. Thank you. You inspire me, because you're doing it in real communities on the ground, growing the future of food and community together.
And you know what, Richard? We are enjoying what we are doing in Kansas City and in the Midwest. And you know what? It's like Kimberly said, sometimes it's almost infectious. You know, we want to let everybody know about this, and we get excited about it. Kimberly on board now with Slow Food and our other 12 board members. It's really something else that's going on in Kansas City. And I hope everybody can, you know, get involved a little bit more and maybe come to our big event coming up this month, our harvest, because now along with the local garage sale that we had, the culinary garage sale, Kimberly, it's going to be another big event for Slow Food.
Absolutely. Richard, you've got to promise us that you'll come to Kansas City sometime in the next year or so. And
I would love to come back to Kansas City. I would love that.
Well, my friend, thank you so much for coming on. Thank you for all you're doing for Slow Food. Just, you know what? Just don't give up, you know, because bringing people back to the table, to me, that's the biggest thing. And I love Slow Food and love everything that we do here in the Midwest and what you're doing around the country and what Carlo's doing in Italy and around the world to spread the good news, the good word of Slow Food. Live from Jasper's Kitchen is brought to you by Hen House Market. Hen House is your market, your local Kansas City market, since 1923. And it's Labor Day weekend, and Kimberly, I'm thinking about these classic whole beef tenderloins, $6.99 a pound. I have not seen that anywhere in the country.
Anywhere in the country?
Anywhere in the country.
I like that. And for your backyard barbecue grilling, we've also got lean ground round, $3.69 a pound. Can you believe that?
I'm looking at Atlantic salmon fillets, $8.99 a pound. And I love to get the whole fryers, just the chicken,
yeah,
and maybe do some pulled chicken. I'm thinking about that tomorrow
instead
of pulled pork.
There you go. Yeah. Pulled chicken. I love it.
It's better for you, too.
Because you're a pork loser.
And
then, of course, Andy's Candy Corn. Let's celebrate that season as long as it lasts.
That's right. It's the end of the season. And Kimberly, it's
$4 for $1.
That's unbelievable. And they still have moon cherries around.
You love those moon cherries. On the eclipse, you did the tartufo at the restaurant with the moon cherries.
Jumbo dark red cherries, a half mile closer to the moon than any other cherry in the world. It's at the Hen House Market.
$4.98 a pound, high in antioxidants. Don't forget that.
Kimberly, it's Hen House Market, your local market for Labor Day weekend. Pick up everything you need to end the barbecue season. But you know what? I hate to see it end. Kimberly, you can start correcting me now.
Don't talk with your mouth full. Don't talk with your mouth open. Well, no, I guess you need to talk with your mouth open.
A warm tortilla layered with potatoes. I mean, this is a Spanish tradition. Kind of like the Sicilian frittata, or I say frogia, of course.
The chorizo and the potatoes that are soaked in wine.
Does it get any better than this?
I don't think so.
I mean, are we doing a show? Or are we live or what?
We are live, Jasper.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah. So mind your manners.
You better introduce the guest because I'm eating, lady.
We are so lucky. Carrie Weir is with us this morning. Carrie owns the Kearney Culinary Academy in Kearney. And if you haven't been there yet, you need to go for one of their Wednesday tapas nights, sign up for one of their classes. It's an amazing place. Amazing place. And you have not only a kitchen space where you do classes for kids of all ages and adults, you have a bakery.
We do. We have a fantastic bakery, amazing pastry chefs.
Amazing pastry chefs. In fact, you brought some macarons for us.
Oh, my gosh.
Cookies, and you brought, what is this that you brought?
That is an orange dreamsicle bar that Ashley made, and got some beautiful meringue on the top, and we toasted it a little bit.
So. Remember when you were a kid, the orange sickle?
Dreamsicle,
whatever you want
to
call
it. One of my favorites from the ice cream truck.
The taste, I mean,
it's amazing.
But I'm not kidding you. I just didn't say it because I grabbed one right away. The macaroon is something else.
It is.
I mean, I've eaten them in Tokyo. I've eaten them in Paris.
All right.
You have got the spread. I mean, I got to tell people, it just melted in my mouth.
Yeah. Claire is our other pastry chef, and she is extremely particular about these. And with all of the ovens that we have, there's only one that she will use. And even then, if they don't come out perfect, they get trashed. She is fantastic. And we have all different types of flavors that we sell.
She should go retail with these. I know what it's supposed to taste like. They're crispy still, but they're soft. I've never had anything melt like that in my mouth before.
Perfect, perfect texture. So, Carrie, let's talk about the Kearney Culinary Academy, because there's a whole lot going on that people can take advantage of. What was your vision when you started this? But you're a caterer.
I had a catering company, and I got involved with a restaurant on the other side of the parking lot. We have amazing owners, Mike Wren and Becky Cole, who have given us this amazing opportunity to bring some additional culture and some more opportunities into Kearney, which I actually grew up in Kearney. And so bringing all this back to my hometown has been really fun. And we have classes, we have private events, we have wine dinners. We have a chef-prepared meal system where basically we have meals that are prepared in-house, and you can come on your way home from work and stop by, pick up dinner, and you have ready-made meals on your table in 15 minutes.
And you know, Jasper, before we go on, I need to say something, because here in Kansas City, we're spoiled with commutes, right?
Exactly.
And I think people perceive Kearney as somewhere that's like way far away. It's not.
No, it's not.
Door to door for me one morning, and this was in traffic, weekday traffic, took me 40 minutes. From the downtown area, it's about 25.
22 from from Case, but Kearney Culinary Academy to the River Market, 22 minutes.
So if we were in California or on the East Coast, it would be a cinch.
Would you get in the car and take a ride there with me, Kimberly?
No, Jasper, I won't, because there's a certain part of I-35 there that I just have to close my eyes.
I close my eyes too when I'm driving by. It's a long story. It's
problem.
About a visit to Shadow Dairy and Jasper's driving. Well, that's a whole nother show.
But Shadow, speaking of Shadow, you've got a great partnership going with Matt and Shadow.
Starting September 12th, we will be doing chef-prepared meals through their home delivery service. So we're excited about that. We'll also be offering pies, soups, and bagels on their home delivery service.
How about the macaroons? Come on.
And the macaroons.
I'll tell them.
We'll put it on the list. Absolutely.
Can you mind passing one, Kimberly? You're going to eat them all.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I gotcha.
Carrie's taking care of you there.
How about our producer? He may need one. If he turns it down, I'll eat it.
So what kind of class opportunities are there? And again, you've got kids, you've got adults, you've got all sorts of different cuisines.
Yeah, we've got some homemade Italian gnocchi and ravioli class coming up for adults. We've got a really cute one for kids. I've got Italian in my genes, so I definitely have some Italian classes covered.
Aww.
But the one that I think is going to be a lot of fun for the kiddos, it's called Mommy and Daddy Go on a Date Night. So we're going to teach the kids kind of like service, like how you would serve at a restaurant. And teach them how to make a traditional Caesar salad with the croutons and the dressing, and how to make homemade meatballs and spaghetti and a good bolognese sauce and tiramisu. And so they'll prepare this meal when they go home and then serve it to their parents and, you know, light a candle and let mom and dad have the night off and take them on a date.
I love it.
Don't you love it?
Very creative.
I used to do that with my mom when I was little. It might have been tuna helper, but it was just the whole ambiance and, you know, setting the experience, yeah.
I'm thinking taking the mozzarella workshop on the road.
Hmm. Well, I was going to talk to you about
it. We have ideas.
Chef.
We'll talk later.
Yeah.
Have your person call my people.
Okay, I will.
I'm in, for sure.
There you go.
And we just took this conversation over. Sorry, Carrie.
You have this fabulous, every week on Wednesday night, you have a tapas event where people can come in and...
Yeah, it's every Wednesday night from 5:30 to 8:30. The menu changes every week. We post it on Facebook so that you can kind of... see what we're going to have for the evening, but because it changes, we want to keep it kind of exciting. And, you know, it's just a social time. We have sangria, we have cocktails, we have wine, we have beer, and fantastic tapas.
And how much is it?
It's free for the public. You know, you just come in and buy your food and your drinks, and you get some little tapas nibbles for free.
Yeah,
just to come check us out.
And again, the space is absolutely beautiful. It's sort of rustic meets modern, I guess. Yeah. You've got some reclaimed wood in there. You've got gorgeous. It's beautiful. The demo kitchen.
I was very lucky. My contractor was actually my husband. So he took direction very well, probably too much. And it turned out beautiful. I'm super happy with it and so proud of what he was able to do.
The tomato whisperer, James Worley.
He was up last weekend.
Our Slow Food board member told me all about it on Tuesday night. He was at the restaurant for a special event. And he just kept going on and on about it. We got to go up there. We got to bring our slow food friends. So, Kimberly, we need to really make a date up there and get more people involved and to hear about this. You can go on Facebook right now and you can find out all the, the events coming up and everything, and see the beautiful photos of what we are actually eating right now.
Yeah.
These solar, am I saying this right? Solar eclipse?
The eclipse cookies, yeah.
Is it a solar eclipse this time?
It was
a solar eclipse.
Yeah.
Okay, hey. You know, science, I make meatballs for a living. So if it involves science, and that's where I come in this. But they are absolutely beautiful.
So you need to follow them on Facebook. I think you're on Instagram.
We are.
On Twitter. And find out about the events and the cooking classes. And you can even book a private event there.
Absolutely. Holiday parties, Iron Chef type competitions with your coworkers.
Right.
How fun would that
Corporate
be?
Team building.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
I like it a lot. Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule and joining us today. Of course, bringing food, you make us happy. So you can come here anytime, believe
Italians,
me.
Italians, we come loaded with food,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. You will see us very soon out there. Make sure you check them out. It's the Kearney Culinary Academy. The address is?
105B South Jefferson, Kearney, Missouri.
Of course, you can check them out on Facebook at Kearney Culinary Academy. That's K-E-A-R-N-E-Y for Kearney, Missouri. And the website?
KearneyCulinary.com.
Kimberly, does it get any better than this?
Love it. Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you, guys.
Oh, we forgot the cookies. Look at us. We had cookies, lady. Sorry, too late for you, Miss Kimberly. Live from Jasper's Kitchen is brought to you by Hen House Market. Hen House is your market, your local Kansas City market, since 1923. And it's Labor Day weekend, and Kimberly, I'm thinking about these classic whole beef tenderloins. $6.99 a pound. I have not seen that anywhere in the country.
Anywhere in the country?
Anywhere in the country.
I like that. And for your backyard barbecue grilling, we've also got lean ground round, $3.69 a pound. Can you believe that?
I'm looking at Atlantic salmon fillets, $8.99 a pound. And I love to get the whole fryers, just a chicken.
Yeah.
And maybe do some pulled chicken. I'm thinking about that tomorrow.
Oh.
Instead of pulled pork.
There you go. Yeah. Pulled chicken. I love it.
It's better for you, too.
Because you're a pork loser.
Oh.
And then, of course, Andy's candy corn. Let's celebrate that season as long as it lasts.
That's right. It's the end of the season. And Kimberly, it's
four for a buck.
$4 That's unbelievable. And they still have moon cherries around.
You love those moon cherries. On the eclipse, you did the tartufo at the restaurant with the moon cherries.
Jumbo dark red cherries, a half mile closer to the moon than any other cherry in the world. It's at the Hen House Market.
$4.98 a pound, high in antioxidants. Don't forget that.
Kimberly, it's Hen House Market, your local market for Labor Day weekend. Pick up everything you need to end the barbecue season. But you know what? I hate to see it end. Kimberly, you ever hang around garage sales?
You know, I love garage sales.
Estate
I love estate sales. You can find incredible things.
Well, you know what? This is an all talk, all food show. And we're not only going to talk about a garage sale. We're going to talk about a certain type of garage sale.
I think I know where you're going.
That's right.
The culinary garage sale.
The Slow Food Kansas City Culinary Garage Sale. And this is something our good friend and co-leader of Slow Food, Maryam Vandenberg, brought back from Hawaii during one of her many travels back to the old country for Maryam. We like to say with her and Bill used to go there a lot. And you brought Maryam today to discuss this more.
And Maryam, we are so lucky to have you here because this biannual culinary garage sale is a huge hit in Kansas City. There's one thing you need. Right? Before we open the doors on September 16th.
Stuff.
Good stuff.
Good stuff.
Gently used stuff. Tell us what you need.
Anything that has to do with the kitchen or the dining room or even newly, I've discovered people are repurposing kitchen and dining items to do something else besides deal with food, such as decor.
Yeah, tabletop.
Yes, right. Exactly. Even if it's just your little side table or the corner of your kitchen island. There are things that people don't use anymore, but are attractive and can be reutilized for flowers, arrangements, that type of thing.
Something for a dinner party, Jasper.
Oh, yes, and believe me, this year, it's going to be a little bit different because we're working with a local restaurant supply company who is donating some really great items. And I'm not talking about just some, you know, little crock pots, you know. We're talking about nice, brand new items. And Slow Food also has purchased some items that, you know, these aren't dented and bruised, you know, garage sale items have been kicked on the side and put away. You know, this is the jam up stuff, Miss Kimberly.
So the garage sale, culinary garage sale, is 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Saturday, September 16th.
Correct.
And it's at the Round Hill Barn.
Correct.
Which is in Overland Park.
Overland Park, and sometimes hard to find. But I would suggest that people, if they're planning to visit, to Google the address, which will be published innumerable places. And for those of us who live there, we kind of like it that way because it keeps our streets pretty clear of riffraff.
Off the beaten path. It's 8932 Maple Circle, but as Maryam said, it's in calendars, and you'll be hearing a lot about it. But when can people drop off donations and where?
Okay, the primary donation day for receiving items is the 14th of September, which is a Thursday, And people can bring things to the barn, which is where they'll be priced and set up, etc. If it needs to be processed before then, they're welcome to call me and set up arrangements to deliver to my home, which is very close to the barn. And I've already received several donations.
Will you be offering any libations or something at the home that day if people drop by? And
probably not.
fresh raspberries from the garden or anything like that?
No, the raspberries are
can't
all
get nothing
in the,
out of you,
the
huh?
Raspberries are all in the freezer.
Come on, lady.
Just now, waiting to make jam.
Well, let's talk about this culinary garage sale, because what you've done with Slow Food is really, really different than a lot of slow food groups around the country. Not too many people have ever done a culinary garage sale, but this one in particular, the money goes back to charity. So there's no, we don't pay anybody to run the cashier. We don't pay anybody to clean up or to set up or to help us. This is all donated, the money, which is really something really unique. And this year we've partnered with Kevin Jamison, and the Veterans Community Project is really something else with the Little Houses. They've gotten some big national press lately, and we're with them now the past 6 months working on something, you know, other than this other projects. And Marianne, you've really gone above and beyond this year with them.
Well, it's a kind of a unique project, especially for a national and international organization like Slow Food. I don't know of any other group in the country that has decided to move into a different area rather than children's gardens, which are wonderful, and school gardens. Those are wonderful, too. But these are people who need assistance, who need guidance into the rest of their life. And gardening is a big part of that. It not only feeds them, it also gives them, I don't know exactly the right word to use, but it gives them something to do. It gives them a purpose.
Well, sure.
And eventually they plan to have their own farmer's market, so to speak. And so we think it's kind of a unique project, and are really looking forward to accomplishing things. But and we're involving some other nonprofits in this also, from the standpoint of perhaps getting help from Kansas City Community Gardens as volunteers to help these people.
That's great.
Get off their feet. Get on their feet.
And of course, we can't let an opportunity go by, because I'm a member of Slow Food Kansas City as well. If you're not a member, it's only $60 to join.
Correct.
And it is an incredible group of people who supports Eating Local, supports Slow Food, events throughout the year, fabulous events at Jasper's, at restaurants around town. We have things like the BLT Challenge. We have.
That's going to be exciting.
It is.
Oh, yeah, that's something else.
I already have mine in my brain.
There you go. We have a lot of other fun events around town. But right now, if you want to donate items, it's a good tax write-off.
Absolutely. And we do have receipts available for both those who donate and for those who purchase the day of the sale.
Great.
Well, and I think we may have some food there. We'll talk more about that.
That's right.
But I think we'll have some surprises there this year.
It'll be fun. Even if you're not in the market to shop for something, it's just fun to come out.
Yeah, just come be nosy and look at all the stuff.
That's right.
Well, and be cognizant of the fact that even though it's in September, you may have those college students who are going away to school and setting up little apartments or things in their dormitory room, and you might find some things that they could use.
There you go.
Wow, that's a heck of an idea.
So if you want to get a donation to the biannual Slow Food Kansas City Culinary Garage Sale before September 14th, you can call Marianne Vanderberg at 913-649-2203 to arrange for that. And of course, put on your calendar to stop by the sale on September 16th.
Okay. You could also use my email address if you'd like.
That's right, and it's travelberg01@gmail.com.
Correct.
All right.
Well, Marianne, thanks for coming on today. We appreciate it. Of course, Kimberly Stern is a board member of Slow Food Kansas City. I really appreciate all you both are giving back to our community, and I know the veteran community is very, very pleased. So hopefully we can get some of the veterans out there to support a good cause.
Amen.